Indians working against that 2-3 zone. Working the high post is Gage Witt as Mazur. He'll get into lane. Nice. Get into Mitchell and the two-handed flush. Mitchell had a pair of dunks the other day. Great job by Mazur. Able to get into lane and find Mitchell with the short corner. Trying to flare screen. Couldn't find him. Drive into lane and Mazur says no. He delivers it right back. Here's a corner three for Trenton Mazur. And he has his first three of the day. Here's a pull-up for Mazur and that's good. With a hand in the face, not much more you can do if you're Dakota Stevenson. Well, Mazur with his second triple of the day. We're going the other way in the Indians. Belzer in transition with the left hand, and that's good.
I think Belzer's what, their second or third leading scorer? That is Wapello, so he's going to get his as well.
Top the key, trying to make a move on Mitchell. Drive into lane, and Mitchell swats it away. And Mazur's on the run. Picks it up to short. In transition, tough shot, but he is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Right there for the board was Mazur. Into DeWitt. Corner pocket three for Belzer. Yes, sir. 26-16. Largest lead of the day for the Indians. Here's a pull-up three from Mazur. In and out. No good. Mitchell with the board. Put back. And that's a score at the buzzer. 6-0 run for Wapello as we head to the fourth. Free throw number two where the Indians have been really good here tonight. Second one is up and good for Shore. Lead back out to eight. Trying to get into lane. Dribble drive with the right hand. Keaton Mitchell says no. Swats it right to Mazur. Up to Belzer and he is fouled. How about Keaton Mitchell with the huge block? Drive into lane and that's a finish for Mazur. He just split the defense. Lead back out to six. 1 minute to go. The Indian faithful on their feet. Again, it's been 24 years since they've seen Wapello in the state tournament. Free throw number two up and good for Mazur. 22 points for the senior. 16.3 seconds before this gym explodes. Under 10 seconds to go. A prayer for Northeast. And Mazur clears the board. And that'll be it. Wapello headed back to the state tournament for the first time since 1994. Back here on the post-game show, as now I'm joined by tonight's key player to tonight's game, Trenton Mazur. Well, first off, Trenton, just take it all in. What's a state tournament bid for Wapello? First time since 1994. What does that mean to you and your teammates?
It means the world, because we've been working on this for the past since we've been freshmen, and we knew that we could do it all along, and then people were telling us that we weren't tough enough. We could win by scoring low points, so come out and prove to everyone that we can win no matter what. Tonight was huge, and for these fans, I don't know if they were here in 94, but they're the best fans in the whole world. I couldn't ask for any better fans.
Looking at the game, you guys extend the lead. They stick around for that second half. Just big picture the whole game. What'd you like out of you and your teammates here tonight?
I just think the fact that we never gave up. Every time they'd get close, we just pull away a little bit farther. And I think it was key that we didn't let them tie the game up. We just kept them. We were up by two was the lowest, and then we extended it back out to eight. It was about eight the whole game. So we just had a little bit of comfortable enough lead that we weren't as much nervous as because some of our guys were nervous, but it was great. I don't even know. Everyone played good. It wasn't even me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ability to team, not only you but the whole team, free throw line was huge down the stretch.
Yeah, it was huge. We struggled all year long from the line. It's another thing people think we can't do is shoot free throws, but we're obviously great shooters because we light it up from three, so obviously we can hit free throws, and everyone was huge at the line. I mean, I wanted the ball at the end, obviously, because that's just how I am, but anyone else could do the same thing I did.
Has Coach Spielbauer been able to talk to your guys? What's this moment like for him saying to you?
I just gave him the biggest hug in the world because he's been basically my second dad since I was little, so I knew how much this meant to him more than it meant anything. And maybe I probably frustrated him all year because of my attitude and stuff, but this is the best thing I can give him. And if I can't give him this, I wouldn't give him a state title to go with if that isn't enough for him.
Mm-hmm. Trenton, as we know, obviously you want to soak this in, but moving into state, what's the next week look like for your team heading into that first game?
Oh, first we got obviously soak this in. This is the best, something that never happens, so we're gonna enjoy the heck out of this night. And then Monday we got to go back to work. And at least I don't have to go to track practice. That's a plus.
That's awesome. Well, Trenton, congratulations on the win. Great job and best of luck.
Thanks a lot, man.
That's Trenton Mazur, our key player to tonight's game. Join us on the post-game show. Back here on the post-game show, as I'm now talking to my next Wapello Indian and Logan Belzer. Logan finished with 11 points here tonight. Just, Logan, looking at everyone out there,
first state appearance since 1994. What does this mean to you and your teammates?
Oh, it means the world to us. I mean, this has been our goal ever since the beginning of this year happened. I mean, we kind of got shot down last year when we lost at West Branch, and we were determined it wasn't going to happen again this year.
Mm-hmm. Big feeling for you guys. Just looking at big picture of the game, your team, you know, led for most of it, got out to the lead. They were able to battle back, but your team able to hit, you know, free throws, do everything right down the stretch. To you, what made your team most successful here tonight?
I think limiting the turnovers. I mean, limiting turnovers was a big factor. I mean, because then you get actually shoot the ball instead of just turn it over and then they get shoot. So, I mean, that can be a swing right there. Or just rebounding. I mean, we absolutely dominated the boards tonight. And, I mean, they have two big guys that are athletic, so that was a big factor.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, moving forward into state, what's the plans for the team as we head into the Big House? Obviously, enjoy this one tonight.
Oh, yeah.
But plans moving forward?
I think we just really need to work on keeping our up-tempo going. I mean, that's how we win ball games. But, I mean, even if teams have really good defense, we've proved that we can make shots when it counts and also play defense with them.
Mm-hmm. Logan, congrats on the win. Best of luck.
Thank you.
That was Logan Belzer back here on the post-game show as I'm now talking with my final Buffalo Indian and Keaton Mitchell. Well, Keaton, 9 points for you. Did a little bit of everything here tonight. But same thing that I've told all the other ones. Seeing all the fans out here, what does this moment mean for you and your teammates?
It's really crazy. I never really expected this to happen. But growing up, I knew this team would be the team that we could make it. I'm really speechless right now, but all these fans, I love all these fans, you know. We packed almost both sides, you know, which is crazy, you know.
Yeah. Seems like tonight you're doing a little bit of everything, obviously really attacking the offensive boards there hard.
Yeah.
What's the mentality you have of just doing all the little things right?
Last game was not a good game for me. I knew I didn't deliver well. I was super nervous. I was shaky the whole game. And I knew today was the day I needed to step up, you know, get our team to stay fresh.
I'm sure that's a little adrenaline rush when you had that two-handed slam.
Yeah, it was. And then that block at the end, that was fun for me.
What did you kind of have a chip on your shoulder, of course, you know, with Empin going up, you know, we've heard a lot of him. Do you have a chip on your shoulder heading into this game?
I knew he was a really good player. I knew it was going to be hard to guard him. He's big. He's 30 pounds heavier than me. You know, he could probably push me around, but, you know, I came in trying to, you know, just trying to perform my best.
Mm-hmm. Moving forward, of course, enjoy this game here tonight.
Yeah.
But what's the plans for your team as we head to state?
Just got to keep getting better, you know. We did good this game, but, you know, there's still some things we need to improve. We passed the ball around a little too much, you know. We just need to keep working on what we do.
Keaton, congrats on the win. Great job. Best of luck.
Thank you.
That was Keaton Mitchell. And welcome back to the post-game show as I'm now joined by head coach of the Indians, Ken Spielbauer. Well, Coach, first time since 1994 heading to the state tournament. What does that mean, and what is this, you know, surrounding a whole bunch of people on the court? What does this mean to you and your program?
I'm just happy for our kids. They worked so hard to get here, and they're a really great bunch of kids. And you can see by our fan support, we have really good fans. And I've been to this gym a lot. As a matter of fact, we won here in 94, and I've never seen it this packed before.
Mm-hmm. Coach, let's actually break down the game. You know, first quarter, it was back and forth. They had the one-point lead. Second quarter, started to, take over. You led by 8 at half. So what did you really like out of your guys in that second?
We told them at the end of the first quarter to keep shooting the good shots because that shots that we take, rather than take, and they what we were hitting. And we hit a couple the second quarter, and then third quarter, we had a little lull where they caught back up, but we called a timeout, went back inside, and got some really good shots. And that's a big difference in the game, I think. Mm-hmm. The end of that third quarter was huge.
Message at half, up 8.
We just said, we've got to keep going and keep attacking them.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. We just keep doing what we're doing.
Seemed like in that second half, you know, got out to a lead. They were able to battle back, but your team stayed with it, able to respond to all adversity. What'd you like down the stretch?
I liked the way they came out and moved. And at the end, we had a little stretch where we weren't moving well. Then we started moving, just going to beat every pass and stuff. And when we started doing it, we got to the foul line and stuff, and they had a foul. Then we got a little nerve-wracking. We missed some creatures. We drove down, got a layup, but it was good.
Individuals that you liked here tonight?
I thought our guards did a great job on offense, Sam and Belzer and Trenton, and our big guys did a really good job. Their two big guys were really good.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, Everyone who played did a nice job. Mm-hmm.
Coach, congrats on the win. Enjoy it.
Thank you. Thank you for covering this. Mm-hmm.